Bavmatthiah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavmatthiah Bavli, Dapim Pei Zayin, through Tzadik. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chav Ches Amad Aleph, in the middle of the Amud, three lines after the end of the Mishnah, with the words Haya Oiseh. Haya Oiseh Beyadav Avalei Beraglav. The Mishnah taught if he's working with his hands but not with his feet. Tani. Now we learned in the Braisa Beyadav Oi Beraglav, Mekametz Afilu Al Ksefoi Toyen. When does the Torah allow him to eat? When he's working with his hands, or squashing with his feet, or even if he's carrying on his shoulder. Rabbi Yehuda says he has to be using his hands, his feet, and his body. This excludes if he's only using his hands, but not his feet, or his feet, but not his body. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Daish, Ma Daish Miyucha Doshi Geduloi Kalka. The Gemara explains that Yosef Yehuda says we learn from the word daish, which means threshing, in Dvarim Perek Chofei Pasuk Dalad, do not muzzle an ox in its threshing. So threshing involves food that grows in the ground and excludes one who milks, makes cheese or curdles, as they don't grow in the ground. Ma daish miyuchad davar shelo nigma melachtoi, yotzei hayayin mishiyikfer mishiyored l'uka. Threshing also involves produce whose processing is unfinished, and this excludes wine when it's in the pit, having had its impurities already removed. Because its production was completed, the worker can't eat from it because it has become obligated in Maisa. If a person separates pressed dates or splits up pressed figs, the production was already completed when the fig or the date cakes were made, and the worker can't eat from them because they've already become obligated in Maisa. Ma daish shulei ba lezikas ma'asus, yotza alash ha-mekateif va'oifer sheba lezikas ma'asus. Threshing also doesn't obligate produce and tithing, and this excludes one who kneads, shapes, and bakes dough, as through these actions it would make an obligation to separate ma'asa. Then we come to the next Mishnah. Haya oiseh b'te'enim lo yechol ba'anovim. Ba'anovim lo yechol b'te'enim. If a person was working with figs, he may not eat grapes. Or if he's working with grapes, he may not eat from figs. But what he can do is delay his eating until he reaches an area with better produce. In all cases, workers are only allowed to eat the time of the completion of his work. They can now sit down and eat from the fruits. However, in order not to waste the time and the money of the employer, the Chachamim permitted them to eat whilst walking from one row to the next, and whilst returning from the wine press. And a donkey may eat while being unloaded. And the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Lo says, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Kisovei bekerem re'echa, v'achalta anovim k'nafshecha sovecha. The Pasuk says in Dvarim, in Perek Chof Gimel, in Pasuk Chof Hei, when you shall come to the vineyard of your friend, you may eat grapes as you desire until you're satiated. What else could one eat in a vineyard? So rather the word grapes is to teach you that if he works with grapes, he's not allowed to eat the figs that are growing nearby.